What a mighty God we serve. 1,000 people on this call. Matter of fact, it's 1,005 this morning on Thanksgiving morning, just to lift up our voice to the God of the universe and tell him how thankful we are to be alive, to be in the land of the living. You know, gratitude is the seed for prosperity. If you want more, you're thanking for what you already have. That's very powerful what I just said. Gratitude is a powerful seed. In everything, give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. How grateful I am. How excited I am. Hallelujah. God, somebody woke up this morning just to love on God. Tell him how great and powerful and mighty he is. Pastor Butler, let's give it to you. Let's just thank him. Hallelujah. Many times Pastor Butler comes on and say, let's just take a minute and thank him. So come on, let's love on the King of Glory. Amen. King of the Saints. Great God Redeemer, that King that's immortal and invisible, that powerful God. You know what I've done? I have something written down. I don't have it right now, but I have something written down that I've taken time and did an alphabet of thanks. A, thank God for the anointing. Thank God for angelic protection. Thank God for, A. Then I got B. Thank God for my Bible. Thank God for his, A, B, C, D. I have an alphabet giving God the praise. I got that from Mike Murdoch. So I want to take time to everybody just get on here. I want to say get up. Everybody right now, get up with your little lazy self. Amen. You ain't got to work today. Get up. Open your mouth and give God the thanks for another day to be alive. He woke you up this morning. Somebody, oh, shot. Somebody's burying their mama today. Somebody, mama didn't make it. Somebody's out of here. But you're here on a day called Thanksgiving. So let's give him thanks and love on him. Go for it, Pastor Butler. Hallelujah.
More grace. Good morning, sir, and grace be unto you, and peace be multiplied. More grace. KCC family and those that are under this umbrella this morning, we are so privileged and proud and pleased to come before His Majesty and to honor Him, adore and love on and celebrate Him for the great things that He has done. For He has done, yes, great things wherein we are glad. The Bible said, let the people praise Thee, O God. Let all the people praise Thee. And we do it from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Psalms 107 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Then verse number 2 is what I like, amen. That rings in my spirit. Then let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. That's every one of you under this umbrella right now. Let's go ahead and thank him. Let's celebrate him, show him gratitude, appreciation for being in the land of the living. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. Father, the world calls it Thanksgiving, but they're in carnality and total, Lord Jesus Christ, desires to eat and to fellowship. But God, we understand where all true blessings come from. We understand that it's in you we live, we move, and we have our being. We understand that we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. We understand that it is not we that made ourselves, but it is you who made us, and not we ourselves. And for that, we thank you that you were considerate of us, even though we are, Lord Jesus Christ, sometimes disobedient, hallelujah, unthoughtful, hallelujah, irreverent, disregarding others. Yet, Lord Jesus, you were so mindful of us, hallelujah, that you saved us. You sent your only begotten Son, Lamb of God. We bless you and we adore you, Hallelujah. What is man that you are mindful of us? And what is the son of man that thou, hallelujah, would even visit us, that you would save us, that you would reach down into such a pit and of such a, Lord Jesus, degraded state that we were in, and raise us up in heavenly places to sit with you. We bless you from the east and the west, the north, the south, from Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, all over the country, all overseas, internationally. We gather our voices together, and we, Lord Jesus, as the redeemed, we say so. Thank you for redeeming us from the hand of the enemy. Thank you for redeeming us from hell hole. Thank you for redeeming us, hallelujah, from our own selves. Hallelujah. Thank you for redeeming us from the powers of darkness. Hallelujah. And the bondage that we were held in. We bless you this morning, mighty matchless wonder. You Prince of Life, you soon coming King. You are excellent. You are marvelous. You are altogether lovely, and we celebrate you this morning, oh God. I thank you for invading my sleep this morning with the praises of God. Thank you for invading my sleep this morning, hallelujah, to show me, Lord God, who you are, hallelujah, and who I am in you. Now, Father, today be glorified, be magnified. We thank you for, Lord, we thank you for a mind to pray. We thank you for a desire to come in the throne room, lifting up holy hands without doubt and without wrath. And Father, you told us as we come into your presence, you said, Lord Jesus, enter into your gates with thanksgiving, huh? And to come into your courts with praise, and to be thankful unto you, and then to bless your name, because you are good and your mercy endure forever. Hallelujah. And your truth endureth to all generations. Therefore, Lord, that's the reason we're seeing of your mercy and your judgment. That's the reason we bless you with the fruit of our lips, hallelujah, the clapping of our hand and the stomping of our feet. We owe you praise, Lord. We owe you praise. Therefore, we pay our vow this morning. We pay the praise. We pay it, Lord. And if we had 1,000 tongues, it would not be adequate, sufficient, enough to bless you. We thank you this morning for not only forgiving us, but forgiving us the power to forgive, forgiving us the same innate ability to release others from debts, hallelujah, as we ourselves have been released. We thank you for the privilege of knowing what it's like to be free, what it's like to be released from the penalty of sin. We thank you this morning for what it feels like to taste and see that you are good and your mercy endure forever. Oh God, thou art our God. Early will we seek thee. Our soul thirsted after thee, as in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. And we do it to behold your power, my God, and your glory. Hallelujah. To meditate upon you, mighty master, as we have in the night watches. Father, we cry like a mistress looks unto her Lord Jesus, her servant, or a maid looks unto her mistress. And as a servant looks unto Lord Jesus, his master, so our eyes is upon thee this morning, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the gifts that you've given us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the trials you've seen us through. Thank you, God. Thank you for seeing us through, Lord, hardships. Thank you for seeing us through perils, through dangers, through darkness. Hallelujah. And, Father, things that we thought we would never get out of. Father, here we are to say if it had not been, hey, woo, glory, for the Lord on our side, we would have been consumed. But God, your compassions fail not. Hallelujah, your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness unto us. And for that cause, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you right now for the ability to talk, the ability to walk. Oh, we thank you. We, Lord Jesus, show you gratitude. We appreciate you. Even as the pastor has said, Father, as we bless you for what we got, we thank you for what we have. We show appreciation and gratitude for what you've already done. Lord God, you've got more that I have not seen and ear has not heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of men, the thing that you, God, have prepared for us, but you reveal them to us by the Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, for being our truth. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our God. Thank you for leading and guiding us with your eye. Thank you for Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, being our comforter. Thank you, hallelujah, in the time of trouble, you hide us. You hide us and lead us to the rock that's higher than ourselves. We thank you this Monday. Oh, glory, glory. We thank you this morning, Lord. Hallelujah, for your faithfulness, for great is your faithfulness unto us. Who is a God like you? Who can, Lord, be a God like you? There is no other God beside you. And if it was, you said you know him not. Hey, because you all by yourself inhabit eternity. Father, we bless you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Even when we are in our down state, Father, you said even when we are going through, when, Lord, we have experienced, Lord Jesus, discouragement, when we have experienced hurt and loss, when we have experienced, hallelujah, disappointments and grievances, you decreed and declared that in everything to give thanks, not for everything, but we thank you in everything. We thank you in every situation. We thank you in every circumstance. We thank you as Paul and Silas at midnight in prison. We thank you when it seems to be gloom and doom. We thank you, Father, when we're in the fiery furnace and it seems as if we're going to be consumed. We thank you, Lord, in everything. Hallelujah. And we decree and we declare, hallelujah, you're able to bring us out of it. And if you don't, if you don't, Master, glory to God, you're still able. So we thank you for your ableness. Yes, sir. Thank you for your ableness. Thank you that you didn't give us everything we thought we wanted. Thank you that you didn't give us everything that we thought we needed. Thank you that you protected us by, Lord, denying us. Glory to God. We thank you that you kept us, hallelujah, by not releasing us. Thank you, Lord. Your wisdom is higher than ours. Thank you, Lord. Your grace is sufficient in everything. Thank you this morning, Lord, for our children, for our sons and our daughters that you're going to bring from afar off and put by our side. Thank you this morning for our nephews and nieces, for husbands and wives, for Lord Jesus Christ, co-workers, and for Lord friends. Thank you, Lord, for divine connections. We even thank you for our enemy, because, Lord, we need an enemy, hallelujah, for you to prepare a table. Oh, 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 glory, glory. Whoosh, yes, sir. We need an enemy for you to prepare a table, hallelujah, in the presence of our enemy, to show that if you be for us, who can be against us? Almighty King of glory, oh matchless wonder, oh Prince of life, we adore your name. We exalt your name. We call on the majestic name of the Lord because you are the branch. That's right. Oh my God, Holy Ghost, work in us today. You are the branch. You're the Almighty God. You're the bread of life, and we thank you that you're the bread of hunger. We thank you for being the water of thirst. We thank you for being the God. Hallelujah, bless us forever. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, not only are you the Lamb of God, but you are the law and the lawgiver. My God, Masulapa, hallelujah, you are the King of the saints, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Thank you for revealing your name unto us. Father, we didn't know it until you revealed it. Hallelujah. And then you said that now we are righteous and we can run into your name because it's a strong tower. Thank you for being the true vine, the plant, hallelujah, of renown. Thank you for being, Lord, that plant, that tender plant, hallelujah, that came out of a dry ground. We bless you. Oh, my Savior. Oh, the offspring of David. You are the only begotten. You are our Passover. Thank you for being our Passover lamb. Thank you for being the Savior, the root of David and our rock. We bless you. Hallelujah. Not only are you the Son of God, but then you are the Son of the Most High. But not only that, you are the Son of Man. Thank you that you're able to be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, so you know where we are. You know what we're going through, and you know how to bring us out. Hallelujah. You know how to succor us. What, Lord Jesus, every type of comfort in every situation. Hallelujah. And teach us how to comfort others with that same comfort that we've been comforted of God. Oh, what a mighty God you are. There's none like you. Your name is wonderful. Your name is Counselor. Your name is Word of God. Your name, hallelujah, is the true witness. Hallelujah. You are the wisdom of God. You are the highest. You are the true God in the light. Matter of fact, you are the resurrection in the life. Our Messiah, El Elyon, our King of Glory, hallelujah, El Shaddai, you mighty God, Liba Haka, Limanotoba, Resekepe, in the name of Jesus, Moshapai, Kanidibio Sila, Rosha, my God, I feel him all in my spirit. He all in the room. He's all on this prayer line. Moshiah, baby, baby. Glory, glory. No wonder David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house, Mamasha, of the Lord. Glory to God. We bless you this morning. We adore you this morning. And we decree and declare, be lifted up. Father, we thank you now because your word said that your mercies endure forever. Father, you said in some... I believe Psalm 118, hallelujah, bless God to give you thanks, hallelujah, give thanks unto the Lord for your good, because your mercy endures forever. Then you told us in verse 2 to let Israel now say it, that we ought to repeat it, that your mercy endures forever. You said let the house of Aaron, the priests, the ministers, the teachers, the pastors, the leaders, the bishops, the overseers, the apostles, those that's in ministry, the house of Aaron, you said to let them say, your mercy endure forever. You said to let them not say the fear of the Lord. My God, oh, Holy Ghost, hallelujah, let them not say that his mercy endure forever, because we call upon the name of the Lord in our distress. And Lord, you answered us, hallelujah, and then you set us in a large place. Hallelujah, the Lord, you are our refuge and you're on our side. God, you said in Psalm 118, hallelujah, that we will not fear. What can man do unto us? Thank you for being our battle axe. Thank you for being our protector. Thank you for being our governor. Thank you for being our advocate. Thank you for being our Lord defense lawyer. Thank you for being Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous judge. Whoa, glory, 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 glory. Thank you that our case is always favored because of the blood of Christ. Father, let grace be wrapped about every neck that's on this call. Let mercy be their portion. Blanket them today. Oh, mighty Master, with the spirit of praise. Let not murmuring and complaining proceed, hallelujah, out of our mouth. Let not one word, hallelujah, of complaining and thought finding, criticism and murmuring proceed out of our lips. Father, this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you, hallelujah, for every no, because every no means that the yes, hallelujah, is greater on the other side. For every no that you allow the enemy to say, thank you, Lord, that you got a yes prepared, hallelujah, that's bigger than the no that was turned down. Hallelujah. Thank you this morning for our shepherd. I thank you for Pastor Connor. I thank you for my leader. you for the men of KCC, hallelujah, CCIF, and for all those connected to him by way of divine appointment. Higher. Thank you for him being the voice for my life. Thank you for him being Lord Jesus Christ, a seer. Thank you for causing him to be able to tap into the vein of revelation knowledge concerning the majestic wonder, even the Christ of the Bible, and then regurgitate it to us to where we can understand out of all our getting. Thank you for his tenacity. Thank you for his motivation, his drive, his determination, and for his bulldog grip on the things of God. Thank you for giving him a backbone of iron in a face of flint to not be moved by the gainsayer and their gainsayer. Thank you, Lord, that he doesn't listen to any Sambalif and Tobiah and refuse to bring the church down to the valley of Ono. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for him being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in you. Father, that he can teach us the same, not by word only, but by deed and truth, so that we can look upon him. You decreed in your word to mark the perfect man, for the end of that man is the way of peace. So we thank you, hallelujah, for him training. Thank you for this training period. Hallelujah, this boot camp time. Hallelujah, that people are learning to pray. People are learning to be disciplined. People are learning to be consistent. We thank you, hallelujah, that you're using him, Lord, as a spiritual drill sergeant. Hallelujah, to teach us and to get us, hallelujah, in shape for the glory, getting us ready for the battle. Father, thank you for many that have received strength and Lord Jesus Christ encouragement. Thank you for many that have turned the devil, hallelujah, down and spit in his face and told him, no, thank you, I will not be moved. I think I will continue on in the things of God because he has pushed us. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah for this man that you have raised up in such a time as this. We all thank you, Lord. We thank you now. Hallelujah. That is because you have used him to defy the odds that we're here, 1,000 strong daily. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the portals of prayer. We give you praise for his leadership. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for every leader in KCC. Thank you for every mother. Thank you for every handmaiden of the Lord that's committed and dedicated to you. Thank you for every man of God that will grab a hold to the horns of the altar and not let go. For every daughter of Zion that will travail until hallelujah, that will travail, hallelujah, until we give birth. We thank you now. We thank you, Father. We're not asking you to do anything for us this morning. We just want to thank you for what you've already done. We want to celebrate you for what you've already done. We want to commit our way to you. Hallelujah. Let you know this morning through praise, we trust in you, knowing that you'll bring it to pass. Oh, yes. Thank you for the job already being ours. Thank you for the loan already being approved. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for Lord Jesus, the way already being made straight. Thank you for the crooked being made straight and the rough path is being made smooth. Oh, we adore you. Oh, we magnify you. Oh, we exalt you, thou King of the saints. You are marvelous. You're magnificent. You're miraculous. You're magnanimous. You're altogether, Lord Jesus Christ, marvelous, and you are majestic. What a mighty, mighty, hallelujah, God we serve. God, angels do bow before you, and as they bow, they throw their crowns, and they cry holy. So we join in with the heavenly host this morning. We join in with every angelic being that do serve you, and we cry holy. Woo, show shame in my mind. Yes, oh Lord, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, which was and is and is to come. You are the first and the last. You're the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the beginning and you are the end. You're he that was. Hallelujah, is and is to come. You are the Almighty. Oh, my Lord, Shaka, my soul. Oh, hallelujah. My soul doth magnify you for the great things that you have done. You have done great things, King of Glory, wherein we are glad. Most high among those seated. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory.
My God, my God, what can we say but thanks? What can we say but thank you? What can we say but thank you? What can we say but thanks? Come on, open your mouth and tell him thank you. Thank you. Come on, you should not be weary of telling him thank you. What can we say but thanks? Watch yourself whenever you're good at asking, but not good at thinking. Watch yourself when you're good at telling him what you need, but you're not good at appreciating what he's already done. Think about where you was 10 years ago. Think about where you was 5 years ago. Think about where you was 15 years ago. Some of you didn't even have a mind to serve him. Hallelujah. Didn't even have old Shebabia Sia. Hallelujah to God. Didn't even have a heart to give him glory. Amen. You were alienated from the commonwealth of Israel. You was an enemy of God with no desire. My God, you had the spirit of the prince of the power of the air. That's that spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. But now you have the Holy Ghost. Amen. You got a mind to serve him. You got a mind to wake up at 6 in the morning and tell him thank you. Some of you, before this prayer call, you wasn't spending time with him in the morning. You wasn't loving on God and talking to him. You wasn't praying, but now he's motivated you, giving you a fire. Put a yes, Lord, down in your belly. Come on, open your mouth and bless the God of your salvation. Tell him, without you, I could do nothing. Without you, I'm like a ship without a sail. I'm like a mind without a memory. I'm like a kitchen without a sink. My God, I'm like a bathroom without a toilet. You made my life worth living. You gave me the desire, amen, to live again. And for that alone, I want to bless you. Thank you for my right mind. People are snapping. People are losing it. Thank you for my right mind. Thank you for heat. Thank you for salt and pepper. Thank you for food on my table, clothes on my back, shoes on my feet. Thank you for the use and activity of my limbs. Come on. Thank you for good health. Thank you that I can swallow. Thank you that I can chew. Thank you that I can comb my hair, that I can brush my teeth. I got a reason to bless you. You love me more than I love myself. I don't know how many hairs are on my head, but you do. My God, you know every capillary in my body, every vein, every artery. You got the power to speak to it. You are the one that stayed the hand of death. You are the one, hallelujah, oh, my shadow, that didn't let the virus, that didn't let the virus take glory, didn't let the virus take us out, didn't let no disease, no cancer, hallelujah. Lord, you kept me. Come on, dear, you kept me. Hallelujah. Rough year. Hallelujah. The beginning of this year was rough. Glory to God for KCC, but you kept us. You kept us. You kept us. And I have reason to bless you. I have reason to give you glory. I have reason to say a million thanks. I bless you. Oh, God, I love you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
for not giving up on us. Glory for never giving us what we deserve. Glory, glory, glory. Minene me shekele mandalo bosita. Nitalama kukuri mikiele. Le man shalomosibia. Yanda mohosaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you this morning. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right where you are, bless him. Fill your house up with thanks. Fill your vehicle up with thanks. Fill your room up with thanks. Fill it up with thank you. Fill it up with oh, ba, 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 ya, ya. Fill it up with glory. Fill it up with praise. He loves to be praised. He inhabits the praises of his people. Bless your name. 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 Have we taken the time to tell you thank you for being alive? Have we taken the time to tell you thank you? Glory to God for keeping us. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God, I thank you. I say, my God, Sumandi, Nilelemandio, Shabaya. Oh, I bless your name. Well, we love him this morning. We honor him. And we give him the glory. We bless the name of Jesus. We thank him. We glorify him. Thank you today. Halabo shatele mandi osia. Men kene kiankana mosuna mahai. He is worthy of the glory. He is worthy of the honor. And we give him the praise for it. Well, I didn't want to ask for anything. We just want the love on him. Now listen. I do know that some of you will be with your families all day today, so the church doesn't have to be open, and I'm saying that anybody who's listening to me who's responsible for opening any of the campuses, whether it be Jacksonville, Houston, or Charlotte, hallelujah, you don't have to open the campuses, but we will be back in prayer at 6 o'clock, okay? Now, that don't mean you don't shouldn't pray at 12 or 1 or 2 and just love on God. But can this day be a day of thanksgiving? You know, if I had time. You know, a lot of you think that the day starts at in the morning. But really, when we pray at 6 p.m., really that's the beginning of the day. No, our culture has made us backward. But Genesis said, and the evening and the morning was the first day. So when the sun said, when the Bible said, don't let the sun go down upon your wrath, it's really not telling you not to go to bed angry. It's telling you not to wake up angry. Okay, but that's for another time. Yeah. My God, I feel breakthrough coming through. Somebody getting ready to hit a wonderful season in their life. I love you today. I'm grateful for relationships. I'm grateful for KCC. I'm grateful that he's entrusted me. I'm grateful, amen, that he found me faithful. Hallelujah. Somebody called me the other day in the midst of somebody trying to tell me something. And right in the middle of that, somebody called me and said, the Lord told me to tell you. And it's somebody who will never prophesy. And one of the members was calling me, you know, sometime. You know, anyway, but that person called me and said, the Lord told me to tell you, you might have let some people down. You might have even let yourself down. But God told me to tell you, you never let him down. My God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. So my shadi, I'm glad that he knows my finish. I'm glad that he sees my finish. I'm glad that his thoughts towards me are good and not evil. Hallelujah. And it's to give me an expected end. Somebody told me at the church in Houston, one of the saints has got up and testified in service and said, Pastor, I want to tell you one thing. She told me, she said, Pastor, I thank you for one thing. I say, what is it? Thank you for teaching me that the Lord loves me. Hey, he loves me. He's in love with me. So many of us all our life have had to perform for his love. The revelation alone that God is in love with me, how encouraging it can be to somebody who's down and despondent. Well, I pray you eat good today. Amen. Find you somebody with some food. That's another way. My God, that's another way to give him thanks. Eat. Glory to God. Don't eating food put a thank you down in your belly. If it don't put a thank you down there, it sure gonna put macaroni down there. Glory to God. Eat and give God the praise and give him the thanks. Hallelujah. My God, I made me a little sweet potato. I really didn't make it. I just had some left over. Doctored it up and took that sweet potato pie to another level. But I'm eating today in the name of the Lord. I expect to see you all in prayer this evening. You need to invite your whole family. Matter of fact, for Thanksgiving, tell them all to come around the phone at 6 o'clock. Let's give God the thanks for his goodness and his mercy. Can I sing this? Oh, Lord, we give you praise. And, oh, Lord, we bless your name. And we lift our voices to say thank you for your goodness. That's a good morning voice there, ain't it, y'all? And your mercy toward us. Come on. For your goodness and your mercy toward us. Hallelujah. Come on. For your goodness and your mercy toward us. We are praise. Amen. Hey, you are worthy of glory, honor, worthy of the praise for your goodness. Hey, and your mercy toward us. Come on, tell it. For your goodness. Hey, and your mercy toward us. For your goodness. Hiya. And your mercy toward us, we are praying. So that's the reason to bless him. Oh, let me hit that note right. Hey, I just wanted to end on the right note so y'all don't think I'm going to be up there singing. You are blessed. I love you. I'm praying for you. I'll see you in prayer at 6 o'clock. More grace to you.